Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zevachim Nun, Zevachim 50a, pagination is 99. We'll start on the facing page where we will spend most of our time kind of introducing what is the discussion on Daf Nun. Our discussion centers on a specific pasuk by Asham Mitzora, the atonement offering of a Mitzora in Parshas Mitzora, Vayikra Yudalid Yud Gimel, where the pasuk identifies the location where it should be shecht as north, tzafon, but does so in a most interesting way. The pasuk says, V'shachat es Hakeves b'mekom asher yishchat es hachatos ve'es ha'ola b'mekom hakodesh. They should shecht the animal in the place where the chatos and the ola are shecht, in the holy place. Now, we know that the ola is the one that says clearly that it should be shecht in the tzafon, the north, and the chatos was derived from that, where the pasuk said that the chatos should be shecht in the place of the ola. Now you're looking to tell me that the keves should also be shecht in the north, and you're informing me of that in a comparison type way by telling me that it should be in the same place as the chatos and the ola. And the question, of course, is why did I need both to identify this location of north? What would have happened if I only would have been told the chatos, which we know is the north because it was derived from the ola? And that opens up the topic of discussion for these amudim, which is, once something which did not say it on its own acquires a certain law, can other things be compared to it to derive that law or not? In the words of the Gemara, about a quarter of the way down on the page, maybe a fifth, Hava Amina, I would have thought, Dover Halamed Behekesh, Chozer Umalamed Behekesh, something that was learnt through a comparison, you can go ahead and now consider that a standing fact and learn from it as a comparison, and that would not be true, says the explanation of the Gemara from Ravina. That would not be true. And that's what the pasuk wanted to inform you, the guidelines for learning one thing out of another. And this is a major literature. Every morning, for example, before the first Kaddish, there's Rabbi Yishmael Omer, B'shloshes remidos ha-Torah nidreshes. The Torah is darshaned based on 13 guiding principles, where the Torah does not necessarily say the laws in each place, but rather makes comparisons and says, just like over there, so the halacha is over here. What we're being taught here is that if the Torah would have only identified shechtet in the place of the chatos, that would have been meaningless, because the chatos itself doesn't have the strength on its own. It only derived it from the ola, and what's derived cannot be learnt from, is the lesson that we're getting over here. Again, in the words of the Gemara, you would consider Dover Alamid Behekesh, something that was learned by comparison. Chozer Umalamid Behekesh, you can learn from it by comparison, meaning the Oshem could be learned from the Chatas, which was learned from the Ola. I'm being told that doesn't work. And therefore, I'm told Chatas purposely, so that you should see that that's not sufficient. And I still have to be told to learn it from the Ola, which was the original source where the word Tzafon was actually written. Let's drop down to the bottom of the page, three lines up from the wide lines, where the Gemara poses a different question. Dover alamid behekesh, if something was learnt by comparison, mau shel yumud bigzera shove. Are you allowed to learn from that as a gzera shove? A gzera shove is that the same word is used in two places, and apparently the word is unique enough, or there's a tradition that the word is meant to be a comparison. But the key here is that the word is linking two different topics. Sochir, sochir, ligzeira shave, there's an expression. The word sochir is used one place, the word sochir is used in another place, and we know to compare the halachas of those two discussions. So over here, we want to know, if something was learnt by a comparison, by a hekesh, by the Torah telling you, this halacha is like that, but it didn't write it explicitly, is that enough to be considered as if it's openly the law over here, such that I can learn with a gezeira shava to a different topic? Toshima, come in here, I'll bring you a proof. Rabbi Nosson ben Avtolmus Omer, minayin lepricha bivigadim shehi tahora. How do you know that if tzaras spread to an entire garment, that it's going to be tahar, just like we have such a law by a person, that if he has a little tzaras, he's tameh, but if his entire body is covered, he's going to be tahar. Ne'emar karachas ve'gabachas bivigodim, there's the expression of affliction of tzaras by garments, ve'ne'emar karachas ve'gabachas ba'odom, and there's the expression of affliction of tzaras by a person. Ma lahalon parach bekulo tahar, just like over there, when it spreads in the entire person, it's tahar. Afkan parach bekulo tahar, so I'm going to learn the same rule by a garment. And the Gemara takes a step further. How did I know by a person that when it spreads to the entire person, it's indeed tahar? It didn't say it directly. It was learnt from the other thing. Vahasa minolon dichsiv me rosho ve'ad raglo ve'iskish rosho l'regel. There was a comparison. Malalon kulo hafach lavan porach bekulo tahar. Afkan kulo hafach lavan porach bekulo tahar. And therefore it's the same. So you see that we're able to do a hekesh and then move on with a gezeira shava to the next topic. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'chol haTorah kula lemeidin, lamed mi lamed. In the rest of Torah, like tzaras, you could learn one thing from the other. Chutz min hakadoshim. This rule and concern that you can't learn one thing from the next is unique to kodshim karbanos, she'ein danin lamed mi lamed. You can't learn one thing from the other. Let's move on to today's daf, and we'll see Rashi gives a synopsis of what kind of things we're after to try to clarify. Daf Nun Amud Aleph, in Rashi, the fifth line, meaning the first small line, says Rashi, Halamed behekish, mahu sheyilamed behekish. We're going to want to know if something was compared, like the chatos, like the ola, can you move on with that to the next thing by doing a similar comparison to the thing that was derived? Likewise, bigzera shave, we're going to want to know if you can jump from one thing to the other using a similar word, which tells us that they have the same laws. But even the same laws from something that was derived from something else. Also, b'kal v'chomer. We're going to want to know, a kal v'chomer is a logic. If the lighter thing has that law, stringency, certainly the more strict thing is going to have that stringency. U'bibinyan av, which is a mamotzinu, it's more of a precedent. This is an example for how things are supposed to work. And all of these are methods of deriving laws one from the other, as I explained even though it doesn't express all the laws in each case, but you know to compare, and it works the same as the other one. And all of these we're going to want to explore. Are they strong enough to learn from the other one, which was itself derived in a certain way? Going on to Amud Beis, we'll give just one very brief example, which the Gemara lets stand. About a third of the way down, Dover Halamed B'Gezeira Shaveh, something that was learnt through a Gezeira Shaveh, through a similar word, Mao She'ilamed B'Vinyan Av. Now that that is considered the law, can it be considered a precedent to other laws? And the Gemara says, Teiku. Let that question stand. But on the other questions, the Gemara does attempt to prove in each one what the guidelines might be. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.